Hey everybody, this is Scott Spinelli, and you are listening to the I'm Sure I'm Overthinking This podcast. This is episode, let's call it 0.5? This is not a full episode, obviously. This is just a warning shot, a opening salvo, if you will, that will get you some sort of explanation as to what this podcast is actually going to be once we get it up and humming on a weekly basis for you coming up soon for the foreseeable future, weeks, months, years, decades, centuries down the road. Centuries is probably a little strong, actually. You know, frankly, decades is probably a little strong. I mean, I'm going to be 30 at the end of the year. Do I really want to be doing this when I'm 40? I don't even know what I want to have for dinner tonight. I'm not going to get too caught up on this. Let's not overanalyze this to death. Let's just move forward. Had a good start. Let's keep it moving. The podcast, what it's about. All right, so this podcast is going to be where yours truly, with experience in television, radio, used to do stand-up comedy when I was a lot funnier back in the day, but you don't have to worry about that now. Not a problem for me anymore. I've exercised those demons. We're going to be talking with people in those fields, entertainment fields at large, comedians, authors, people who cover your favorite sports teams in print journalism, if that's still a thing by the time we get to them. hopefully it is, though. People who work on television and cover your favorite teams, people who work just in television in general. And we're going to be talking with them for a variety of reasons, mainly because they are famous to a certain point, but as I joke with them, not famous enough that everyone knows exactly who they are. You know, not the Bob Costas's, not the Louis C.K.'s, not the the various Stephen Kings of their field. You know, I don't know any famous magazine writers really other than Matt Taibbi, but none of those people, all right? They're not there yet, but they have achieved a certain level of fame, and we're going to talk to them. If you want to be someone like that, it should be entertaining for you because you'll be able to learn about how they became who they are. You'll get to learn about their process. If you're a fan of them, it'll just be interesting to learn more about someone that you already follow. And maybe it'll just be revealing to get a little bit of a peek behind the curtain as to what goes on at some of these major companies, the CBS Sports Radios, the ESPNs, the various newspapers across the country and some of the bigger publishing houses, et cetera, et cetera. Some of the guests that we're going to have on, our first week guest is actually he of the salt and pepper hair variety, Steve Gelbs, recently married. I believe in his free time, he covers the New York Mets for SNY, but we will look into that once we get closer. Serena Morales of ESPN, Nick Wright of CBS Sports Radio in Houston, Danny Parkins of 610 Radio in Kansas City, Meredith Goldstein of the Boston Globe, and also an author. Aaron Goldfarb, also an author, writes for Esquire. John Jastrzemski of WFAN in New York City, and many more. Jordan Bernfield of ESPN. I could go on and on. We got a lot of good guests for you. Those will be coming up as we get started here. But I just wanted to give you guys the opening shot, what this is about, the basic gist of what you're going to be getting from me on a weekly basis. We'll debate the centuries, decades thing as we progress. But for now, that's pretty much it. I can promise you that you might not learn something every episode, but I think if you enjoy smiling, this may be for you. If you don't enjoy smiling or learning, then I honestly would say don't listen to this. But if you do, come back, because we're going to be here soon for you. Subscribe, listen, etc., etc. We will see you soon.